Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, we cutting that shit off. I was just telling you, man, things be happening. I don't know what the fuck happened, but I woke up and I don't know what it was I felt. I felt something like with my eyelid. Didn't pay no attention to it. But later on, my eye was swelling. I said, yeah, you know, so whatever. Then I woke up the next morning, my eye was shut. And it was a motherfucker. I didn't know what to think. But, of course, once I go to the doctor, blah, 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 everything's fine. I thought it was pink eye or some shit. They didn't think it was that. It could be just some kind of infection, whatever. So I weathered the storm. I want you guys to understand this shit. I'm telling you this because I'm a living example for you. I'm a living example for you. You don't understand that you're going to be in this position one day. And what I'm saying is you're seeing all the little old people things that I go through. You're going to be lucky enough to be able to reflect on this stuff because, see, back in my time, old motherfucking dudes didn't, you know, kick it like we kick it openly. You know, whatever was wrong with a nigga, it was like a secret and all that kind of goddamn shit. But today, man, we open, we be kicking it. And you get to see me go through changes. And what I'm really leading to is life is not a joke. It is not a joke. And if you think it is, you're going to find out the hard way that the joke is on your motherfucking ass. I mean, this is a critical point. This is a critical point that deserves critical thinking. I get a lot of emails, you know, asking me about critical thinking. Critical thinking, I mean, it's not hard to describe. But what's hard to describe is how you actually critically think. Because there's no description to how you think, ponder, whatever. No. What I'm saying, fellas, you got to get so used to critically thinking that you don't even think you're critically thinking. I bring this up in my course. You know, a good athlete, basketball player, baseball player, football player, whatever, soccer player, a good athlete, they are so sharp that they do not think while they're playing the game. They don't. They're all automatic. Everything is automatic. Now, when they take a time out, they'll think of this, man, I should have, you know, I might try this. But when the whistle blows, all those thoughts go out the window because you're not going to be able to do what you think the way you think it. But you're going to be able to make that move live and in real time because of how dope you are. Because you practice all kind of shit, all kind of scenarios. So you're not stuck. Critical thinking is done so fast. If you really understand critical thinking, you'll understand computers. Nobody really accepts or realizes computers, some dude was trying to make a machine that could think fast as your brain. And the computer is the only thing that they came up with that can think faster than your brain. But it really can't. The computer thinks as fast as your brain could think if your motherfucking ass didn't have so much clutter in your mind, because the computer gets rid of the clutter. Go straight to the point. That's what you do when you critically think. You compute all kind of shit in a nanosecond, and then you write at the point. Because you don't always get to take time and sit and critically think. Life happens on the spur of the moment. If you in this frame of mind, it should mean the facts supporting whatever your position is should be all that you're thinking about. Now, I don't know if you know what generativity is, but, generativity is an actual phase of life. Now, generativity is when you reach a point that you think you did whatever you're doing enough. You're going to keep doing it. But while you're doing it, you're going to give it something back. I don't care if it's your time. I don't care. Whatever it is, you're going to give it back. You just want to return some of the stuff you took. Now, generativity is not exclusively for criminals. But criminals are the ones that feel the most generativity, especially if they were successful. I mean, you know, crime bosses, they don't care a shit about if they got to give 100 or 200,000 donation. Whereas when they was coming up, man, I wish I would donate 200,000. Because they're thinking about the money then. But they already got money now. So when they think of shit, not always, but they want to be generous. So I'm sure you agree that other people should and, you know, can have an opinion on your shit. But it don't register to you. It just don't. You see, I've been fortunate enough to live, to be in the phase of my life to where I want to give back. Man, I took 40 years. I took what I fucking wanted. I don't care what nobody say about a motherfucker like me. I just think we dope. I never did none of the shit, you know, that most motherfuckers do in the street. I stole some shit. I didn't did all kind of shit. I ain't never killed no motherfucking body. But I didn't send the word out before, you know, whatever. My thing is this. My life has been very rewarding. And at this point, through Sidewalk University, I'm giving back. At this point, all these videos, I got 500 videos. All of them, they're free. And you could get gained up if you look at them all or whatever. But I mean, how much time you got, man? How much time do you have? How many chances do you want to take? What I'm saying is I've discovered a way for you fake motherfuckers to actually get some fucking game. And it's been proven. I got motherfuckers. Now listen to me. Took my shit, graduated, been using my shit for X amount of years, and have a little brother that's coming of age. And the little brother, the older brother, tell the younger brother about the shit. But he also say, man, that if you really want the shit, you got to buy your own. You ain't getting mine. Now, the little brother, come on, man, that shit you already got. I'm your brother. Woo-woo. Man, if you want this shit, you got to, you know, stretch out to get it. And the brother, the little brother, doesn't. Y'all don't get it. Either that little brother is a goddamn fool, or that motherfucker really sees something changed in his brother. That motherfucker sees something in his older brother that he did not see before. And he like it. Then maybe when he said, bro, shit, something different about you, man. What happened? The older brother said, man, I just been kicking it with Rosewood at Sidewalk University. Bro might have been too young at that point. So for the big brother to say, you can fuck with it. A couple years go by, 3 years go by. The nigga might have been 12 when he first asked it, but now the nigga 15. So you can kick it with him a little bit. And that's what we do. Wait a minute. You know what? Okay, you guys are on here. I was wondering, you motherfuckers ain't got no questions. Whatever. It's cool. Don't worry. Because what I'm saying is, I've gotten to a phase in my life where I want to give back. And it's called generativity, the generativity phase. Now, this is when you realize you won't be needing much more shit, possessions. You have enough to finally start giving some of the shit back. And you do that by starting to live, do things, explore shit. But you do reach out like I do. Oh, there goes my first caller. 773. Check this out. Before you get started, make sure you hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. Put your last 5 digits of your phone number in that email so I can hook you up with a motherfucker. I got dope, man. I got parts 1 and 2 audiobook, and I'm giving away part 2. I already gave away part 1, so I'm giving away part 2 to you, man. Come on. What's up, bro?
All right. I appreciate you. So what I was calling for the topic of the show was to let you know that I'm thankful for you. And for what you put together with Sidewalk University, what you made me think about is a quote from Nelson Mandela where he said, "It's when we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And as we liberate from our fears, we automatically give them permission to liberate from their fears." And just, you know, being a part of Sidewalk University for the last, I don't know, what, 24 hours, just interaction between the group and just seeing how they interact with each other and how they're coming out of their shells and just how they want to learn, how they want to grow. It's a beautiful thing to witness. And so I just wanted to say I'm thankful for you for putting it all together and for facilitating that transformation for a whole generation of people.
Hey, bro, by the way you talking, I think I know who this is, AB, right?
It would definitely be me.
You know it. Hey, man, and like I say, I like kicking it with you, man, and, you know, never hesitate to, you know, I mean, I'm not a theorist or one of these guys that, you know, go for what people say, but I like the sense you be making, man. I appreciate that, man, and you know what I'm really thankful for? You guys ain't going to believe this, but now think of me as a pimp nigga. You really be thankful for hoes. Now, I'm not trying to compare you motherfuckers with hoes. But I'm saying, since I changed my life, you know, since I'm after, I got another goal. I still got to be able to recognize the highs and the lows so I can see where I achieve. And this is the only thing next to having hoes that really, you know, just grab my attention, make me want to do it all the time. I mean, it's like drugs, you know. Nah, I don't want to be on there every day. But then you think of something to do, so you come write it down, blah, blah, blah. I'm just saying, man, I'm thankful for y'all, man. You motherfuckers keep me young. I love it. Okay, check this out. 585, what you got, bro?
Yo, this is Rosebud. You was a cold motherfucker, man. I got too much respect, man, for the temptation, for sure. And I want to do what you do as far as with the coaching these guys up, man. Like, the biggest thing is what these guys going to realize is everything comes down to sexual appeal and how you can make a woman feel. Like you always say, once she opens up her mouth, I'm already about to see how I can maneuver her ass to want to fuck me again. Like you, like Steve always says, I don't want to fuck women. I want women to want to fuck me. I want them to get addicted to my drug, man.
Wait,
so I,
wait,
I fuck
wait,
them.
What is this about, man? Because I don't talk about fucking. I don't even. I might mention it because fucking came up, but I'm not into telling dudes to be this way or that way on some pussy. My thing is this, bro, and I'm real. You know, I'm on me. And I want you to be on you. Because what I'm saying is that's the most sexiest thing you can do or say or show any woman. That's why that's all I think about. Because as far as what Seedon told you, you know, whatever the bitch come to him or whatever, that's true. But I don't think about that kind of goddamn stupid ass. That's stupid shit to me. I ain't saying Steve's stupid. I'm saying thinking about pussy. Man, fuck that motherfucking shit. Pussy come to me. I don't even be thinking about, well, shit, I just say I ain't thinking about no pussy. I be out.
Wait.
Hey, I'm telling you, I be out and I see somebody and then maybe I don't say that to them, but I see them again and it's like I'm going to have to say something. I didn't plan on talking to this bitch. And I sure wasn't thinking about no goddamn pussy. But I know me. Soon as I open my mouth, that bitch going to start salivating on the fuck with me. So I just wait till she get close enough for me to say something. And when I do, it's on and cracking because I know how to attract them motherfuckers. I know how to make them motherfuckers cream on me. Because I got what they want. They don't have what I want. They have what I got. They have what I got plenty of. So, motherfucker, tell me you're going to drive down the street and see another motherfucker like me. I'm what you looking for, bitch. This is Bud. I'm what you looking for, but you scared to death when you see it. And they don't do nothing but agree. Even when I say it as roughly as I'm saying it now, them motherfuckers just agree. Even if they don't say, yeah, you're right, they just get quiet.
When they start laughing, though, Rosebud, they'll start laughing. And once they start laughing, you got her.
well, now, let me tell you something. That is absolutely true. When you say something strong, And the motherfucker started laughing, they totally accepted it, and they like bowing down to you. And if you don't take advantage of it, you ain't, you know, what that bitch really want, because she going to see you.
No, you're right. Rosebud, I just came from Walmart, and I seen this chick, she had her phone out, and I'm like, listen, my number is boom, 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 boom. And off the bat, she was already laughing. I'm like, all right, now I'm about to get sexual, let her know what I want to make happen with her. This, this, and that. And she couldn't stop laughing before she said something because I was telling the story to where it's like, oh, my God, a dude's approaching me. Probably, I don't want to fuck you. I want to see how your energy is first. If you're not complying to what I need to be, I'll walk away from you. And I've had chicks like, oh, fuck, like, he walked away from me. Yeah, because your face is not that special.
Wait, you fuck with me or something? Because you're saying a lot of shit.
You said what?
You fuck with me or something? You in Sidewalk University?
No, I'm about to get on that shit though. Not yet. I just found your channel, man. And I was watching you do
Look, man, don't get me wrong. I ain't no hater, but I don't ever talk about anybody else. Period. I never need any assistance or reinforcement for what I say. The dean, my nigga, though, so you know that, so I'm not saying nothing about the dean. I'm just saying, man, I don't like motherfuckers mentioning people's name on my shit because that, you know.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
Listen, if you mention somebody's name and start, you know, whatever conversation, and then I start talking in that conversation, I'm talking about that nigga. And that conversation might go, you know, where I ain't trying to go. You know what I mean?
I got you. Yeah. We talking about Rosebud. This is the Rosebud show.
I got more callers, man. You stay on the line though. 601, what's up?
What's going on, bud? It's Brown from Mississippi. Yes, sir. First and foremost, you already know how much I'm thankful for you. I ain't even got to say that no more. But I have a question. What do you reckon is the disconnect between black men and black women here in America?
The disconnect between black men and women
is that
the black man is punking out to society, and the black woman is empowered by society. So instead of both of us recognizing who we are at the same time, the same level, We in this comparison race like fucking white people. You know, the white man always wanted the goddamn bitch to be less than him. Don't want her in goddamn politics. Niggas didn't want that shit. But once we start, you know, being around all these peckerwoods and shit, and then we get up to today, and we've been inundated with how to be men, men is completely mislabeled today, because if they could say how to be a white man, you know, how to be a white man, all that shit you be reading could be true. Because black men damn near had to be the opposite of that. Not to get respect from his woman, but to have respect for himself. Now niggas is doing the same shit motherfucking white men did, and they having the same problem. Dick won't get hard. Very insecure about this, that, and the other. You know, going to cheat every motherfucker they can, because even though they don't think they dishonest, come on, man. So I think the disconnect is we're all being society beat. Society is beating us down, making the man accept taking the woman's last name in a marriage. Man, I'm just saying, you know, your kid, you and this woman ain't married, but you have a kid, and you guys normal, except she wants a kid to have her last name. You know, man, that's because they're in America. Anything formal, I don't give a fuck what it is. White people want to break it down. White people want to make it informal, unless they say it should be formal. You know, check this out. You go to the Oscars, they say that should be formal. Black tie. But then you got these youngsters today going to Oscars, you know, in T-shirts and shit. You know, they looking cool, whatever. But what I'm saying is these youngsters are doing what white people have always done, and they never said anything. They never thought anything about it because they could do what they want to do. But right now, I don't know how old you are, man, but when I was first listening to rap, it was going to be everything fucked up. And then the motherfuckers, the pro-rap dudes, not the rappers, the pro-free, whatever the fuck the shit is, they were saying, this shit is going to become one day, you're going to sell McDonald's. They even said that you're gonna sell McDonald's. Mm-hmm. It's gonna become so mainstream. What made it become mainstream? The rap didn't change. I mean, some of it changed with time, but I'm saying rap, the anger, the attitude, none of that changed. What changed was the people would say, okay. That's what changed. They said okay. And once they say okay, they think that's it. So they then told black women that they're leaders. You don't fucking need no man telling you shit. Okay, what I'm saying is this. Motherfucking black men ain't never really wanted that shit until they start wanting to be like white men. Because, you know,
right.
Motherfucking black women, if you think about it, society has made, listen to me, man, goddamn, this is deep, but listen. After slavery, all that whole bullshit, and then, you know, 30, 40 years later, you know, and then all this food assistance, whatever, welfare shit. See, what I'm saying, in order to be on welfare, you had to have a kid, and you had to not be married. Mm-hmm. Now, you own welfare. Every 2 or 3 months, you're going to get a visit from a social worker. And this social worker going to look through your house. And this social worker is looking to see if a man lives there. If a man lives there, any clothing, any, you ain't getting no more welfare. So, listen to me, bro. Women and dudes, black, they both know the dude can't be there, even if he lives there. Because when this social worker comes, he's going to have to be somewhere, nowhere around, no matter how long this social worker takes, blah, blah, blah. And when the motherfucker come back, okay. I mean, when the motherfucker leave, okay. But my point is they're forcing the black women to be alone, and they're forcing the black man to not represent his family because he ain't there. All to qualify to be poor. You own welfare. You don't want shit. If you got $500 worth of welfare money and I loan you $50 and the welfare find out about it, they taking $50 out your $500. They don't want you to live any better than they say. You should be able to live off of this. And they give it to you if that's the case. Man, that's why I fucked it. Man, I am damn near 69. And I ain't on no program except Medicare. I don't give a fuck about these Beckerwoods, man. I ain't finna need them for shit. Period. Because that's what they want you to do. They want you to need them so you can get mad at your spouse. So you can be mad at your kid. And all that shit. Man, I be having money around here and it come up missing and I know my daughter took it, but shit. What the fuck? I took my daddy's money. What goes around comes around. I can't be mad at her. Shit. I did it. Life is real, man. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. This shit is real. And what we going through is a testament to our willpower as men. If we don't stand up as men, then we gotta, it's on us, period. Because I think we should stand up. That's why anything I do, bro, if you know, really pay attention, anything I do, I'm 100 with it, and I'm trying to do it proper. Because that's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. So, what I'm saying is, you got anything else, bro?
No, I just really wanted to get your take on that because, like both my uncles, they around your age, and we sit down and talk about this often. I just wanted to get your take on it, sir. That's all.
Okay, brother. Let me tell you something. That was a very good question. You also hit my goddamn email. put your last four digits of your phone number in there, and I'll know it's, you got the book coming. I got to hit you, bro. All right.
Thank you so much, sir.
You know it. Hey, you guys, let's just keep going, because what I'm saying is this is generativity. Generativity. Don't forget that. I do the shit, you know, this shit willingly. I don't have to do this. It may generate money, but I don't do this for money. I do this willingly, and I'm going to continue to do it long as I'm healthy and can. As long as I can do it, I'm going to do it. And most times in people, if you pay attention to people, you'll notice that opinionated people, you know, like my black ass, more than likely, you know, they have done more than the average person has done in the same field. See, most people who are actually opinionated are well-schooled, but not all of them, because the best opinionated person is the person who learned everything by trial and error, in the line of fire, on the streets, where it's life or death. Now, not necessarily. He's going to learn this by being educated. Now, education, if your instructor isn't really sharp or up to date, education can dumb you down, because in many cases, instructors don't want you to think outside the box. This box has been there for 35 years, and they're still teaching it like this is it. Now, see, Sidewalk University is the normal motherfucking university's arch nemesis. We make you think outside the box. Who said the box only has supposed to have four sides? Well, I'm saying shit. The guy who learned that street shit, he had to think outside the box. He had to think outside the box to live. And if his opinions are anything, they are the guiding factors to his destiny. Why? Because his life is based on his opinions. That's why no one can form or phrase or anything his opinion except him. That's why you got to believe in your fucking self so you can be strong like this. The brother asked what's wrong with the black men. They don't stand up for what they believe anymore, because they believe anything. No, I don't believe anything. I only believe certain things. And those certain things, I'm going to live or die by. And what I'm saying is that shit ain't going to change soon. You got another question, 773? What's up?
Yeah, no, I was just going to make a comment. So, I know you've been talking about education and the actual etymology of the word. The original meaning of it is to bring forth that which is within. So the technical definition of education is, can't nobody teach you shit. They can only help you realize and understand what you already know and how to use it and apply it. And to piggyback that with what you were saying about the school system and education, one of my favorite quotes is from a writer by the name of Mark Twain, and he used to always say, don't ever let your schooling get in the way of your education.
Hey, listen, that's dope. And a couple of things you said, but that last one really was, you can't let your education or your schooling get in the way of you really learning. And teachers, a lot of them, they take the easy route. So whatever has been going on for whatever amount of years, that's what they teach and that's what they focus on. But I know for a fact higher education is not about doing what's accepted. It's about learning what's accepted and using that information to bring new shit create and keep growing. It's not about staying still like rote education wants you. It wants you to believe the 2 and 2 is never going to change. It's going to be 4 forever. Shit like that is cool until you run into a motherfucker that say, well, what about in base 3? 2 and 2 is 11. Now, is that motherfucker wrong? I think not. I think he just knows something we wasn't talking about, because that motherfucker is outside the box. What's
actually
up?
What you're describing also is one of W.E.B. Du Bois' main tenets. Is he talked about the gifts of black folks and how black people would take something that was quote-unquote mundane or run-of-the-mill and then take it through their creativity to a whole higher level. So, for example, you'd look at Serena and Venus Williams playing tennis. Black people didn't play tennis. Tiger Woods playing golf. Michael Jordan playing basketball. To all the inventors, all the scientists, you know, just everything that they touched through their creativity, they took it to a whole nother level.
Well, see, the thing about that, which I do agree with you, but the thing about that that people don't understand is why that is so. That's so because white people, they don't really have to prove themselves to each other. They just want to show each other up. Black people, they ain't necessarily trying to show each other up, but they sure want to prove to that peck of wood he just as dope. So otherwise,
you know,
if that peck of wood can make a car that can go 100 miles an hour, this nigga is going to make a car with the exact same shit this motherfucker got, but he going to tweak it to some kind of way, nigga rig it some kind of way to go 102 miles an hour.
Exactly. And the most interesting part about it all to me was I studied under Cornel West during my undergrad stuff, and he would always point out how all the most beautiful and original art forms in America were all invented by black people. So you got blues, you got jazz, you got all the different forms of dance, all the hip-hop, house music, all this stuff was invented by poor black people. You can't name an art form that black people didn't invent that's American, that's traditionally American, which is completely phenomenal.
Wait a minute. What about that hillbilly bullshit? Come on. There's something you can name, but that I'm not trying to disclaim what you're saying. I agree. My thing, what I really want to ask you is, do you know how come or the way that it got taken?
Whether music forms got taken from...
Whatever it is, music, whatever, art, whatever, how it got taken from the black man and was owned by the white man?
No, enlighten me. Go ahead.
Check this out. Back in the 60s, they used to say to black people, what is soul? What the hell is soul? And black people would say, it's in my feet. It's in my hands. It's in the way I think. There's no real definition or description. The way white people take shit is they define it. They fucking put a definition to it, and they make that definition accepted. And once that definition is accepted, they got the money, they got the pull, and they push it. Let me show you what I'm talking about. They asking you, what is soul? What is soul? God, I don't know how old you are, bro, but American Bandstand and Soul Train at one time was like arch enemies. Soul Train black, American Bandstand white. The same record by the OJs or the Dales or whoever, the same record played at Soul Train got a certain kind of dance jumping off. And then that same record on the American Bandstand got a crazy looking fucking dance. And nobody could understand it. But if they played some white boy music, some fucking Led Zeppelin or whatever the fuck. Hold on, let me kill this. that they played some Led Zeppelin or whatever the fuck, the white people would be dancing proper, and the niggas would look crazy.
I already know where you're going with it. And where you're going with it is from a neuroscience standpoint. To this day, science still cannot explain how music and rhythm work in the human brain. And so that's where you're going to for the timing and the tempo.
Bro, see, this is education. You got too much of it. And you're trying to see all that bullshit. What I'm telling you is this. Music is the key. You're right. But the brain and all that stuff, that could be programmed. And niggas move on the second and the fourth beat. White people move on the first and the third beat. So there's no way they're going to be moving at the same time in rhythm on the same record, because they're listening to different beats. Now, I'm not saying what you said about neural whatever is not right. I'm saying that ain't no explain shit to a person that's wondering what the fuck we talking about right now. Because you talking in that educational way that only an educated motherfucker is going to hear you.
The essence of breakdown of what I'm saying in plain speech is this. It's exactly what you said. So what happens is two people could be listening to the same song, and they hear two completely different beats inside the head, and that's what causes, you know, their internal rhythm is completely different. And so that's why, you know, it would look askew when you would see white people dancing and black people dance to the same song.
Wait. It's not natural as far as that goes. It's learned. White people learn it just like niggas learn it. It's not natural. That's why I don't agree with what you're saying. It's not natural. White people grow up listening to whatever the fuck make a move on that beat. They grow up around motherfuckers that's moving on that beat. So whatever is cool to them is cool because of who they fuck with has okayed it. So now they like it. What I'm saying is, same with black people. They think whatever they think, and they move on whatever they move for whatever reason, but it's learned.
Not to shoot you down, but I got a question for you. So with that being said, with your premise.
Fuck you. I ain't trying to hear your motherfucking ass. What I'm trying to tell your goddamn ass is black people and white people, which if you were to shut your fucking mouth up and quit trying to take a nigga to all this shit, you know, you would see what I'm finna say. Because once them fucking Pecklewoods defined what it was, what it sold, moving on the second and the fourth beat, that's when you started getting disco. Disco music was the apparatus they used to steal soul music. Disco music introduced blue-eyed soul. Blue-eyed soul was the motherfucking white boys of Wham and whoever, the motherfuckers, the Righteous Brothers or whoever, you know, they're supposed to be able to sing with soul. But it was blue-eyed soul because them motherfuckers singing with soul did not sound soulful because they didn't have soul. They just defined it. But who gets the awards now for soul? Who gets the awards for blues? Who gets the awards now? The white boy do. The white boy produce it. All that. Why? Because they defined it. And they made everybody go for their definition. Let me tell you something about soul. George Michael had a fucking special. And his guest was Smokey Robinson. One of his guests. George Michael, you remember that motherfucker from Wham or somebody, he was supposed to be able to blow like that Alan Thicke motherfucker, supposed to be able to sing soulful. Man, George Michael had the nerve to say, let's do a duet on one of Smokey's songs. But they was doing the duet with no music. And that motherfucking Smokey Robinson with no music, just using his voice, made that shit sound, and the only way you heard how it sounded was when George Michael started singing. And he sounded like a white boy just saying some shit. And then when that he should have made his voice trill, he would make it trill a little bit. Smokey didn't do that. It trilled naturally. So, you smart motherfucker, what am I saying? You back on, bro.
Okay. No, I'm with you with what you're saying.
I asked you, what am I saying?
You're saying that their own intrinsic talent or creative ability, once set to music, they were, well, okay, I'm going to go about it the other way. So white people, once they figured out the formula for it, then they were able to imitate the musicality of it structurally. But they were never able to put in the actual feeling from inside minus the structure of it. So they were never able to do, like, so for example, if you watch white people dance, like the Foxtrot, they dance 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Black people don't count when they dance.
Stop. If you watch a white boy dance right now, you can't tell the difference from that motherfucker than any nigga. Why? Because he learned what I'm saying. He learned it. And every motherfucker, I mean, who the white boys that got big in rap, I mean, a lot of niggas got big in rap. But the white boys that got big in rap, they was doing what niggas do, but the only day was white boys. And they was like dope for doing that. I ain't saying they are or they are not. I'm saying if you let a motherfucker take over, it's going to be because you let him know the secret to what you're doing. And it's just like this pimp shit. As
right.
long as it was a fucking secret, it just lived. But once American Pimp came out, and I feel sort of responsible for this, but once American Pimp came out and everybody saw how charming Pimps was and everybody saw how the game ain't so bad, anybody could be a pimp now. They all say that, women, everybody, they all pimps.
Right.
Man, when we was out there, only a pimp was a pimp. And that was a dude having hoes. And it just been fucked up because people defined it. And what I mean is not niggas, I mean white people. Pimp my house. Pimp my ride. What you going to pimp her out? I mean, that's what white, that's how they've made it mean what they want it to mean.
Right, they commodified it. Yeah, you're correct.
Pimp means you a nigga that live on the street, not on the street, but off the street, and you do shit that bitches do as far as pay you, and you do this every day. That's what a pimp is. But for the definition, what's his name? Magic Johnson could be a goddamn pimp. Anybody could be a pimp. And that's what's wrong with black men. They go for that anybody shit. Period. They go for that anybody can do. Let me tell you something, man. I don't know what you think about rap and shit, but I remember this song they was talking about. It ain't tricking if you got it. You ever heard that song?
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Is that true?
Well, from my understanding, every John got to have the money. Otherwise, how is he a trick? Otherwise, she's just giving the shit away.
Wait. Listen. You so weak that you can't stand on what you won't think. Because I asked you, was it true? And you should have said, yeah. Because if you ain't got no money, how you going to be a trick? But no, you want to make sure your education come out. You want to... put that educated sound in it so we can know you full of shit. You better get rid of that bullshit, man. And you better know what the fuck you're saying because it is not wrong, But you trying to show it off, gonna make a motherfucker tell you what I'm telling you. Fuck you, because you don't know shit. You just know what you learned. What do you know? What the fuck do you know?
The answer was correct, wasn't it?
Bro.
I just worded it differently.
Hold on, listen. Let me ask you something. You got a heart problem. You need an operation. And you go to this hospital, and they got these three doctors for you to choose from. They're all qualified. But one of them motherfuckers got straight fucking A's. One of them motherfuckers got a couple of B's and straight A's. And one of them motherfuckers graduated, you know, with a 3.0, but he got a lot of C's. Which one of them motherfuckers would you feel comfortable choosing to operate on your heart?
The one that had all A's.
Why?
Because he performed the best according to the criteria.
So what I'm saying, bro, if you want to perform the best, you got to cut the bullshit out. Because the ones that got the lower grade had a lot of bullshit in their thoughts as far as what they were doing. That motherfucker that could focus and not include shit, even though he know this shit, is the motherfucker. That's what I'm telling you, bro. On any corner, you open your mouth and you are Urkel. Even if what the fuck you said is right. You Urkel, nobody want to talk to you. We going to let you talk because you grown, but ain't nobody, man, get your Urkel motherfucking ass out of here. Ain't nobody saying you wrong. That's rote learning, bro. That's you exposing your high class, good grade, getting motherfucking ass, rote learning. Because all you know is what the fuck you was taught. I know shit from what I was taught that I never would have expected to be taught. Why? Because I'm active. I'm into the active learning. Where rote learning ends, that's where active learning begins. Because that fucking dude that got all them A's on the test in Sidewalk University, let's say I gave you a test and mm-hmm. gave you a couple of things to do, and you did, you got it right, you know, blah, 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 100%. Damn. All you did is qualify to do the assignment. Because the assignment is taking your ass out there in the field and actually doing what you got this A on the test. Because sitting in some goddamn seat writing some shit down that you remember ain't shit, bro. But what you think about that?
You're correct. And that's, once again, reason why I enrolled in Sidewalk University.
Hey, that's the only answer you could have gave. That's why you in there, you motherfucker. That's a real answer. Cause I'm
well, I'm telling the truth. I ain't got the bullshit, baby.
I'm going hard all the time. I ain't going for no, you know, insights. I'm going hard. I'm going with what I know and how I know it. And as you see, I'm not necessarily the most correct as far as instances to use or references, but I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
And you know, and did you read my intro letter?
Not yet.
Okay. No, well, anyway, in the intro letter, what I mentioned about you is I compare you to being Obi-Wan Kenobi because that's how I view you.
I can't stand people like you, man. I can't stand people like you. You can't open your mouth and listen at the same time. Because I'm going to tell you, we don't talk about Sidewalk University assignments in my videos. But no, you want to keep talking the shit you pay your money for, you want to give it away to motherfuckers. Man, I can't stand people like you. You so smart till you stupid. Now what? You back on.
I wasn't saying anything about the university in particular. All I was saying was I compared you to Obi-Wan Kenobi because that's how I view you, as being a Jedi master. That's all I was saying about that whole situation.
Hey, listen. I didn't think that's what you were saying, and now that that's what you said, I will admit I jumped on it wrong. I don't care. You ain't got no business talking about shit unless you... you know, specifically say something, and then, you know, we kind of understand what we're going to say, and then you say it, because no matter what, a lot of shit I say may be, I'm talking about on these videos, may be some shit that you hear in class. But in class, you get the understanding of it. Whereas these motherfuckers that's hearing it, it goes over their head. The only reason you hearing half the shit you hear is because you in Sidewalk University. And it's making you think differently. But think about the motherfuckers listening to this shit that ain't in Sidewalk. Come on, man. These fools hearing this shit and all they doing is being entertained, bro. All they doing is being entertained. That's why what I do is not information and it's not entertainment. It's a combination of both. It's infotainment. I inform you, but it's in a very entertaining way. Why? Because you got to make motherfuckers overlook what you really saying. Because some fools just want to be entertained, bro. But people like you, which I do recognize, you really want it. You really want it. That's why you got something to say on everything, but I ain't mad at you. But let me tell you something. In that conference call type environment, you can say what you fucking want to say. But when you get corrected, you better try to see it. Because I don't let disease flow in anything I'm doing in Sidewalk University. And if you're not agreeing, you don't have to agree. But if you're not agreeing, I ain't trying to hear it. I don't want none of my motherfucking folks to hear it. And take your ass on and do whatever the fuck you want to do with what you believe. You know, if that's what you believe, I'm cool with it. But don't come in here fucking with it. And do you know, I'm serious, out of everyone that graduated Sidewalk University, they didn't have to go look for where they can utilize their skills. They were able to utilize their skills immediately. Why? Because they wouldn't have graduated if they couldn't use them. Man, I'm a dope-ass motherfucking teacher. And I fucking know what I'm talking about. And the only way you get game is for a motherfucker to lace you with it and you try what that motherfucker's saying and then you see it. Ain't no motherfucker gonna write down in some goddamn book what to do, how to do it, and blah, 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 and that shit work. No, motherfucker, you gotta go out there, which is what active learning is. Yeah, you talking about what's that game called Operation or something? You hit this side, you didn't, man, you didn't do it. Yeah, life is like that. Most people's opinions are just that—a fucking opinion. My opinion, 9 out of 10 times, my opinion will be tied to some tips I have. Things I live by. 773, you still on here, but don't say nothing. 863, what's up?
What's up? Man, look. Hey, I've been watching your videos for a little minute. And I ain't going to count. You really putting out a game for sure. But look, I got a question. I'm saying.
So, boom, hypothetically speaking, you know what I'm saying? Say a female got a boyfriend and all that, and you feel me? You trying to get her, you do what you want to do. And how you break that?
Bro, you know I'm 68 years old, right?
Yeah.
You sound like you 23 or something. How old are you?
Nail on the head. You got it.
So what I'm saying is this, bro. I don't know what the fuck you talking about with the way you talking, man. If you got a particular question, since I'm so old, you got to break it down in English. Rosebud, how do I fuck with a bitch?
Okay, okay, okay. I got you.
You know what I'm saying, man? You saying all this slick shit. I don't know what the fuck you saying.
Man, I know you just, you know, you on the internet ain't trying to say too much, you feel me, to get us all, you feel me.
Come on, let's go. Come on.
Okay, so boom. Saying is, I got this bitch. I'm trying to get her right real quick. Get her on my team, you know what I'm saying? She too stuck on her nigga. I'm just trying to see how to get up off her nigga and get on
this. Check this out, man. Everything that you say that's important, you say, I got a vision. I just want to get on that. Everything that's important, you don't, you lower your voice. When you don't even say what it is. I'm trying to get the bitch on my team, man. I already got three bitches. This bitch, you know, she a third kind of goddamn way. No, man. You going up and down because you so fake, man. You are fake as fuck. You know it. You know you faking. You know you lying. You might have some bitch you fucking with, but not like you trying to explain it. Now, why don't you get real? And talk about whatever is real.
Man, I can't tell you everything that's going on. You got me on with blogging shit. With shit, I got the little bitch. She want to do OnlyFans for me. She want to do all types of shit. I'm trying to make some money with shot. Boom. But like I said, she too stuck on her nigga. She talking about, well, I want to do this with this nigga. Or he da da da.
Well,
I'm like, man, come on, let's go make some money.
Why are you fucking with her? Is she important enough for you to come on this program and ask about her, knowing she like her nigga like that?
Gee, I thought she might have had the sauce.
What, bro? Come on, man. What made you think that? She certainly
is. You Rosebud, OG.
What?
You OG Rosebud, you got all the sauce. You said you
68
years old. You been doing this before I was on campus.
I'm asking you, what made you think she might want to whatever leave her boyfriend for whatever the fuck you're talking about?
Oh,
what
it's not even about leave her. I don't want her. I don't want her as a girlfriend. I just know she's going to do what she do for me.
You want to get killed?
Killed? Don't worry about that.
Hey, no, bro, just let's talk. Because what I'm saying is, listen at what the fuck you saying. You talking about fucking with some other nigga's woman, but you ain't thinking about getting killed?
Nope.
I know. That's why you niggas get killed. You stupid. Why the fuck would you fuck with some motherfucker's woman, man?
She came to me. We was at work.
Know.
It's an old co-worker.
Hey. She knows she got a man. So what does that say about her?
She don't give a fuck.
So what I'm saying, she's suddenly going to give a fuck about you. Enough for you to take a chance on this nigga killing you. Come on, man. You don't think
okay.
at all.
Okay.
This is critical thinking. But you're supposed to do this really fast. But you guys have to call in and shit. Hey, I'm being real, man. Come on, let's talk about this. Because there's a lot of motherfuckers out there that's stupid like this. Why the fuck, with all these goddamn bitches out there, why would you be fucking with somebody's woman?
Shit, why not? All these bitches got niggas on the side.
Okay. So you want to be a side nigga?
I don't want to be a side nigga. I don't want to be they nigga.
Bitches don't want to be side bitches, but of course you see all these bitches got side niggas. So you must be saying okay to that.
Yeah, in a sense. Like, I ain't got to be the one that you come home to, is what I'm saying.
Right. So let me ask you something. You know she come home to me. Are you going to motherfucking try to kill me because she coming home to me? I don't think so. I don't think so. But let me find out that bitch fucking with you. That's how the average nigga think. They ain't thinking this punk bitch. She knew she was with me. And this she might have told this nigga she ain't got no motherfucking man. They don't think like that. They just say this motherfucker fucking with my bitch. You know, I'm going to take his ass. Nigga, please. If you don't see that shit, you just living in a dream world.
I see. Okay.
Okay, what?
I see what you saying. Like, yeah, a nigga gonna be mad because that's his bitch. He hitting that whole raw every night. He doing this and that to her. And
hey,
she coming
hey,
and she
hey,
fucking
hey,
nigga inside.
Hey,
he going
to
kill.
You got to understand what I'm saying to you, man. This nigga go to work, spend all his money on the bitch. You know, is going to find out she done bought you a jogging suit with his motherfucking money, man. He going to put blood all over that jogging suit. That's all he thinking about. He ain't going to do nothing but tell the bitch,
that's
don't do this. He don't do that kind of shit no more, bitch. But he gonna kill you.
He gonna attempt to kill me. You get what I'm saying? I'm not worried about that.
Of course he's gonna attempt to kill you, man. Ain't nobody worried about it. I was in the streets for 40 motherfucking years. I took niggas' bitches. Man, I ain't worried about what no motherfucker gonna do. I'm just
you
being real.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about that nigga. I'm worried about getting her mind. Off of, oh, what she gonna have to do for this nigga? What she gonna do for me? That's what I'm trying to ask you.
Hey, let's go somewhere else with this, man. What the fuck do you have for her to do?
Clean. Make me content.
Hey, stop, man. You lying. Plenty. That mean nothing.
Make me content.
Hey, bro. Listen. What can you do to show you know about fixing cars? Well, I know how to, you know, change the carburetor. I know how to do this. You would answer specific things. What the fuck do you have
okay.
for that?
Okay. Say, look, I'm going to give you a specific situation there. I'm about to buy her a ski mask and some little lingerie, right? All I got is an iPhone. You feel me? She got a little ring light. What you think I'm going to do with that? And I told her I got a little OnlyFans account set up, a little Instagram set up. This my little
spot. Right. Let me ask you something. And while she doing all this for you, this nigga she fucking with ain't going to find out.
I don't care.
All right, man. Yeah, hey, I'm good, bro. See you later. Hey, 773, what did you hear there?
I don't even know where to start on that one. What I heard initially was somebody to be honest with you, I don't even know what to say. I mean, he just sounded lost to me.
Listen, he's a liar. All he was doing was lying. So he may have some situation that he's dreaming could be like he talking about, but it's one thing he did not do, and that's answered with any specifics. It was all theoretical bullshit.
Man, I got plenty for her to do. Oh, man, yeah, make my word. Oh, come on, man, it's your bullshit.
you can see that shit immediately if you know what to look for. Bro, you don't know this shit because you ain't been on the street. You would have knew exactly what was wrong with that motherfucker's conversation if you've been on the street. He full of shit. And you could tell that because he's not answering shit. What motherfucker gonna be like that? Some bullshit motherfucker, man. And I ain't saying you stupid or he stupid. I'm saying you got to know this kind of shit to live in this world. Rosebud really know this shit. 601, what's up?
Bud, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Look, Bud, I'm in no way trying to down another man. I'm not. But why are us as black men always trying to sound like we speaking in some type of Rapanese? I don't get it.
Well, you didn't say Rapanese, did you?
yes, sir, I said that. And I'm not trying to down nobody. I mean... Look, I'm not a perfect man myself. I'm not. I'm from down south. I might have a little twang, whatever. But I do try to enunciate my words. Come on, black man.
Hey, well, listen, man. First, you got to understand this. any and everything is a commodity today. So
yes,
you get these dudes that got their mind, you know, put that exaggerated sound in their voice because bitches like that shit. So I'm not saying do it. I'm just saying instead of asking why they do it, you got to understand, man, they doing what they do. Now, whether or not you would do it, well, if that's the case for me, I wouldn't do that shit. And I would start saying why I wouldn't do it, what I thought about it, and all this other shit would go through my head real fast. And then I just know I wouldn't do it. But about them not being shit for doing it, man, I can't say that. You understand what I'm saying? Don't pay attention to that bullshit, man. That's all bullshit. You know it's bullshit. And unless you want to fuck with it, it is not important.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. I get it.
All right. Now, my nigga AB, we knew, and I want to keep fucking with you, but I want you to leave school. I want you to leave whatever fucking university you graduated from. And I want you to come to Sidewalk University, not forget any of the shit that you know or learned, but let me tell you something. 3.0 of the confidence course is all about forgetting every fucking thing you learned in Sidewalk University. Ha! Why would I say that? AB, hold on. 770. I'm going to get you in 1 second, but I want to hear AB. Come on, man. What's that, AB? Why would I say that?
Because you want to know how deep and sank in, and if you can actually apply and use it realistically in real time in your life without just being a robot and just following the motions, if you could actually be creative and fluid with it.
You know what, man? I'm a hate you, but I'm a love you, man, because that you hit that on the head, bro. Even though you used all that fucking language, that's right, man. If you can't, hey, any professional motherfucker, do not think of what they're gonna do. They've done it so much in practice that on the field, it's automatic. It's just completely automatic. They don't think, I'm going to run down here 5 steps, then I'm going to cut to the left. You know, they don't think that shit. They just say, I'm going to go and cut and woo. And they do it automatically. That's why we forget. I want everybody to forget that shit. So to me, that's why I want you to leave that school, bro. 770, go ahead.
Yeah, man, what's going on, bud, man? I've been sitting over here for the past, you know what I mean, 3-4 days, man, just really just binge-watching your shit, man, because, you know, me, you know, I'm a guy myself, man. I've been academically successful in my life, man, and listening to you talk about this, the game and shit like that from an academic perspective that I can really identify with, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and, because my question, man.
Yeah. Myself, I'm from that ATL, man. I graduated from Georgia State in 2014 with honors in philosophy. So the way that you communicate a lot of the concepts and shit like that you speak on, it reminds me of them senior professors and the tenured and visiting professors and shit like that I bumped into and I listened to, you know what I mean, in class. That's what you remind me of.
You know what, man? Wait. Let me say this. God damn, man, that's a hell of a compliment, bro. I really appreciate that, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. You know, but my question is really on some ABC basic shit about the game. You know, I'm calling today, man, because I really want to know. Because I live in Atlanta. You know. And, you know, this place ain't riddled with, you know, a lot of young pimps and shit like that. So my question is, how important are pimp partners? You know what I mean? You know, after a young pimp done been laced, how important is pimp partners in the overall growth and development of a young P? Now I know, like you, like Shante, you know, and it's probably countless others that was crucial in your
development. Hold on. Listen, this is what I hate about educated motherfuckers. You guys are just scary. You can't ask a question and just let it stand on its own. You got to ask the question, break it down, break down the breakdown, and before you know it, you done already answered your own goddamn question.
Right.
You don't know how important it is, but then you say, well, you know, the pimp's coming up and woo, woo, woo. Come on, man. You asked the question. Let me answer the motherfucker.
Go ahead, man. Go.
What I'm saying is this. Having a pimp friend, or friends, plural, is very important. But you learn first and foremost, pimping is a lonely game. And if you need a motherfucking friend, you ain't going to be no good pimp. Because your good friend right now could be hiding the fact that he on heroin. And you don't find out for 3, 4 weeks, 5 weeks. You've been rolling with this fool. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? So the game itself, you want to be able to kick it with a live motherfucker that understands what you're saying so you can talk freely. But the only other way to do that is to be riding by yourself, looking in the rearview mirror, talking to yourself.
Right.
Real gay. Hey, 863, what's up? Hey, you guys stay on here. 863, what's up?
What's up, Polk County and motherfucker?
What did you say?
That Polk County and her. What's up? How you doing?
Hey, this is he's playing games. I'll just eliminate him. See, what I'm really saying, you guys that's still on, I'm presenting this to you. To me, you know, my opinion is going to represent who I am. Therefore, I don't take my opinions lightly, and I don't, you know, just have them and throw them out there. To me, they're a major part of me getting to my destiny. And I just want to know, do you feel like that about your opinions? I don't care which one of you go 773 or 770, but identify yourself before you start talking.
Yeah, man, this BJ from Atlanta again, man. Yeah, man, definitely, man. You know, your opinions are very, very, you know, important, you know, but it's the education and shit like that goes into, you know, informing your opinions. That's why I'm listening to you. You know, I want my opinions to be a little bit more informed so I can have more to draw from and shit like that, you know.
Let me ask you something. You said there ain't that many pimps whoop in Atlanta, which I disagree with. It's hella game in Atlanta, if you know where you're looking and know where you're going. But what I'm saying is, the thing about the box, 773 and 770, both of you are educated. Now listen to this, and just see what you think about it. When I asked, are your opinions a major part of your destiny, it was some silence. And then 770 came in. But if it would have been pimp on that motherfucker waiting, and his opinions part of your destiny before I got through with that question, them niggas would have answered. Them niggas, hell yeah, my opinion. They both would have, whatever they thought, but they would have answered. Educated motherfuckers play it safe like you guys did. You guys better understand, you might not want to fuck with me because I'm going to bust you out. And I'm telling you, why were you two quiet? Even if it was just 2 seconds, I know I wouldn't have been quiet a half a second. There's a reason you guys was quiet. Both of you know it. Are you man enough to say it? Because I will if you don't.
To be honest with you, I didn't understand the question. I didn't hear it because when you were talking to him, I didn't hear the question completely. So that's why I didn't answer right away. And this is 773.
Hey, look, this motherfucker, he's playing a baseball game, he didn't hit the ball, and it bounced over the fence. And that's a stand-up double. But he runs around first and gets the second and slide, playing it safe. That's all you did with that bullshit. I didn't hear the question. Come on, motherfucker. You should be listening. You good student motherfucker. Well, I'm saying
you got me on that one. That one went past
me. Come on. We don't talk without talking. So okay. What I'm saying is, you ain't got to tell me. I know. I fucking know. And this philosophy major, he probably so much sharper than me about particulars and whatever in philosophy. But his philosophical view is nowhere near mine. Because he's not tested shit. He's only tested as far as his education allowed him to go. I ain't saying he can't pass if he get tested. I'm saying, however old he is now, unless he go get tested, he ain't going to be tested in the next 10 years. Why? Because he thinks like he was taught in school. And he knows the answers to most of the things he's going to think. Hey.
Okay, but, please, let me... This 770. Okay, so the reason why I didn't give an answer.
Okay, wait.
Immediately.
Wait. 678. Don't go nowhere. I'll get you in a minute. Don't go nowhere. Go ahead, 770.
Yeah. So again, like when I first got on the phone, you know, one of the things I expressed was the fact that I view you. I view you through. Like the lens of like that, the way that I saw a lot of my professors, because you come with this shit, you're so informative with it. So a lot of times when you're teaching, I fall back into that that mindset as if I'm sitting in front of a fucking 10-year professor. So I don't want to talk. I just want to fucking listen. You know what I mean? You
hold
dig?
Up,
so
that. Hold up. Let me tell you something. Damn. Now that was a good slide. That shit was dope. hey, he patted me on the top of my head and he addressed the situation at the same motherfucking time. Come on. Man, I'm fucking with the motherfucker 716. Hold on, I'm gonna get you 678. What's up?
Man, spits and game for the young niggas. That's what the fuck we saying, man. You got all this old ass shit. Y'all talking like old ass, man. Talk like some young niggas. We need to know what's going on. It's too many hoes, not enough pimps. Put us on.
Bro, I hope you ain't trying to act like you got pimping to do. Where you at? Your motherfucking ass, he didn't ring. Okay, 716, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? How do you deal with, say you're dealing with a chick, right? She say something you don't like, and you respond to her, you go off. Like, say you say fuck you, but you ain't saying fuck her, you saying fuck what she's talking about. And she say some shit like, oh, yeah, boy, you just above God.
What's all that noise in the background? Maybe it ain't you. Wait, maybe it ain't you. Hold on. Let me get these other brothers off. Okay, go ahead, 716.
Yeah, so how do you deal with you talking to a chick, she say something you don't like, and you go off, and, you know, the talking escalates, and she...
Stop. Why, let's say she said something you don't like, why would you go off about it? I mean, if she said, nigga, fuck you, whatever, I mean, you might go off about that. But I said, what's your reasoning for going off?
Because it'd be some dumb shit. She said some shit like...
Listen. Man, when you know how to fuck with bitches, when they say something stupid, let's say you were sitting on the motherfucking couch, and, you know, I don't know if you smoke weed, but you're going to light the joint, and the bitch say something stupid. You got to let that lighter go as far as let that flame out. And look at that bitch and that girl, let me tell you something, man. I don't spend my time around bitches that say stupid ass motherfucking shit like that. I'm gone, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Where my money? I'm going to get my money. I'm gone. Fuck you, bitch. You must want to be by your goddamn self saying some stupid ass shit like that. You know, and I'm gone. Why it's going to be effective? Because that bitch know I got another bitch or two that I could go to. And the bitch should. Now, I don't know. Yours might not. The man wanted to be with me, period. They would do anything to be with me. You understand what we just kicked?
Yeah. Now,
oh, man, wait.
I'm taking this.
Wait, don't give me that yeah. What the fuck did we just kick, man?
Why would I take it like, you know, letting her control my reaction.
There you go. You ain't got to say nothing else. There you go. You ain't got to say nothing else. Because it ain't about the bitch, man. It's about you.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck that bitch. Hey, listen to me, man. You got to have a mentality that whatever it is you want it right now. And every bitch you talk to, that's the way you thinking. But you know that it might not happen. So you trying to see whether or not you should spend your precious time talking to this motherfucker. That's why you be raw as fuck. Look, bitch, I'm like this here. You know, if you really want to fuck me, you might want to start thinking about blah, blah, blah. You know? And she might say, nigga, you crazy. Well, wait, baby, you ain't got to do it. I'm just telling you about it. Then you gone. But you know right then and there, 30 seconds. Fuck you, bitch, because I'm not talking you into shit. When you talk bitches into shit, they get talked out of it by the police.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm being real with you, man. When you talk a bitch into some shit, you in some shit right then. Stay on, man. 773, I know I ain't got you, but you should stay on to 678, what's happening? 313, I'm going to get you in a minute.
Man, I ain't ran from nothing. Tell me how I ain't got a pimp bone in my body.
Who is this and what is you talking about?
You said 678 earlier. You ran and you ain't got no pimp in it.
Bro, it was 2678 on there. The one is, I think I remember seeing yours. So obviously I wasn't talking to you, but you did come back on. So what I'm saying is it was 2678, the one I was talking to, and I guess it was you. And what I'm saying is some kind of way that the 678 I was talking to got off the phone in some kind of way. And you was off, too.
Nah, that's smooth. What I'm saying, though, like, this is the same nigga from earlier. I had that situation with the bitch, with the OnlyFans and everything. I'm trying to really pick up the game, bro. I'm telling you, because it's in my hands. It's right here, and you ain't got
me
watching.
Hey, stop. What I'm saying is, let me tell you how you a bullshit motherfucker. When you were saying whatever, asking me about 6, 7, 8, you had a certain sound in your voice, a serious sound. But then, oh yeah, they're the same nigga. They gotta get cut you full of shit. You acted like you wasn't the nigga
when
I was talking about
Sam. I just told your ass I was the same man. Oh,
then you
get to the lesson plan,
yeah.
Teacher, sir. That's what I'm trying to get to with you. You feel me? You doing all this talking in circles.
With
what's up with the bitch?
What's up with the bitch?
Hey, you guys are kind of whack, man. 313.
Yeah, what's the deal?
Hey, excuse me, 313. All you guys, this ain't about no goddamn pimp shit. All you young motherfuckers on here talking that goddamn slick shit, got that sound in your voice. You sound like motherfucking suckers to me. And if I was anywhere near you, I'd take your goddamn bitch. You guys are all punks coming on here trying to sound like you want to talk about some pimping. Fucking suck-ass niggas. 313, go ahead.
What's the deal, bud? This Rod Grip.
Rod Greer, what's happening?
What's the deal, my baby? I'm just paying my homage. I'm just letting you know, man. Everything you teach, I take what I can.
This is a video, my talk shit. The deal is what the subject is, you know, and that's all, man. We down and dirty right now. You ain't got no questions?
No, not really. I ain't gonna lie. I answer my own questions. Nah.
Don't call in like that and get picked without a question, because this is a talk show, my brother. This is not a kicking type, you know, I'm paying homage. You know, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. You know, I appreciate it like a motherfucker. But when I choose you, I'll be, you know, hoping you got some kind of fire for me to kick it about.
Oh, you know what, bud? I seen you saying, I'm thankful, are you? And I was letting you know I was thankful.
Well,
that's in your title.
Hey, but check this out. Did you lead with that so I know what you're talking about?
No, I did not.
So what I'm saying is, I keep telling you motherfuckers, if you the only one know what you're talking about, somebody going to be left out of the loop. You know it, man. That's what I do. Rod Green.
Right up.
Hey, these is motherfuckers that fuck with me. Now, 773, since even though I motherfucking talk hella shit to you, you about the only motherfucker that's really talking about something. So I'm finna talk about some other shit. And if you feel like it, you can say something. 716, you on there too, but... I ain't really feeling your shit.
Before you go on, brother, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Okay, so back to what we were talking about earlier. How were you able to listen to or hear in that person's voice that they was fake right off the front? Like, how were you able to hear it? Like, what about that voice told you that he was lying?
It's not the voice sound, because the voice can be any kind of sound. It's the way they're talking. You know that weak shit in their conversation. You know where otherwise they saying this, that, and the other, and let's say I say something about it, and instead of them addressing what I'm saying, they're evading it. They're sounding like they're talking about it, but they're not. They're just, you know, talking to me about what I'm talking about, but they're not talking about what I'm talking about. They're just talking. You got that?
I got you now.
All right, 716, what's up?
Yeah, I just heard you say you ain't really like what I'm talking about. What you talking about?
Bruh, come on, man. I'll be playing. So listen to me. To me, this is the perfect time. The perfect time for you to decide that you are not going to settle anymore for the leftovers. you are the guy to walk around the tables after the feast is over, hoping to get some scraps. You're not doing that anymore. Today is the day that you're going to feast with other kings, as all kings do. I ain't got to be from your part of the woods. But if I'm a king and I come to the set you sponsoring, I'm definitely going to be eating with your motherfucking ass. Period. That's just the way it is for me. Now, let's put this in real terms. You've been thinking about leaving, baby. But something makes you want to give it another shot. You know, thoughts like that, they go through our minds. Dudes, I'm talking about the average dude, you know, period. It ain't no special type situation. So what I'm saying is, the only way that this is going to work, you know, you want to give it another shot. The only way another shot is going to work is for you to, if you want to really do it, you got to look her in her eyes and you got to let her know, I'm not having it anymore, baby. It. Use that word. I'm not having it. No, of course. She's going to resist because you've been so soft for so goddamn long, she can't imagine you standing up. Now listen to me. It, that word is important. But when she starts talking about whatever the fuck, don't argue. Don't fuss. Just let her know again, I done told you, I'm not having this. And then you go watch the news or whatever you do. Then when she says something to you, because you're such a punk, she probably going to follow you into the den or wherever you go. And she going to say something. And you got to look at her and don't say shit. And when she brings you your dinner, thank her. But remain quiet. When you finish eating, you know, be sure to compliment her on the meal, but your ass remain quiet. She want to talk, you don't want to talk about shit. Anytime she start talking, give her a look. Don't fuck with me, look. And when you get dressed for bed, make sure you tell her good night, turn your motherfucking ass over and go to sleep. Now remember, the word it is important. And you are not talking. This could have been a few hours before you get ready for bed. So you tell her good night and you go to sleep. In the morning, you wake up, say hello, whatever the fuck you do, and leave to work. And when you return from work, on your way home, buy a couple of roses or whatever your flowers are. A little small card that you got to actually write words on. And when you get home, tell her. Tell her that this is our new beginning. And I don't want to start over again. Now, the secret to this is if she asks you about it, now you can explain it. It is any of your motherfucking shit, because the word it only needs S-H in front of it to be your shit. She, it. Otherwise, the word is really she, female, it. I mean, you got to tell all that, but I'm saying you got to bring it down. The difference is this time, you're not talking. You're just not. If she do or say any motherfucking thing, you got to make a move. To me, I would leave a bitch. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'll leave a bitch. Fuck you, bitch. You know, you can have all this goddamn shit. I don't need none of this goddamn personal shit. I'll just go buy that shit again. You got to believe in you. You got to believe in you. It's up to each of us to separate what makes us that unique individual that's worthy of all the accolades that you seek. And yeah, all you motherfuckers grown. But how many of you motherfuckers are men? Real men. Men who do not shirk their duties or responsibilities to their kids, their jobs, or most importantly, to your motherfucking self. That's the kind of man I am, and that's the kind of men I want to hang with. The kind of men who know pretty is what pretty does. You ugly motherfucking bitch, you do everything right, you good motherfucking, then you kick that bitch like she's Marilyn Monroe. Then you got Marilyn Monroe, who thinks she's so fine, she ain't got to be real. You ugly motherfucking bitch, fine as you is and all that goddamn shit. You know, you motherfucker, I tell you what, fuck you. Hey, that's what they like. Oh, I got another motherfucker, 818, what's up with you, bro? Come on.
What's up, bud?
None, what's happening?
Peace, it's your homeboy, Lover J, man. Checking in with you.
Lover J, professor.
From the Bay.
Yeah, but didn't you say this Lover J?
Yeah.
What's happening, man?
Jose.
I know who you are.
How you feeling?
I know who you are from Lover J. You must have dropped the professor, but when we was kicking, you call yourself Lover J Professor.
Oh, professor. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about.
What's happening?
I'm slow on the uptake. Nothing. I'm just checking you out, enjoying your message as usual.
Oh, okay, man. You know, I'm about to run out of time, so I got to finish my shit, man.
Ain't no doubt about it.
You ain't got no question?
For you, always, anytime is... You know, what are one of your keys to success, just generally speaking? Like, what kind of mind frame does somebody need to be in? Because your game has applied to anything. So since you're dropping game, like if somebody's waking up having a bad day or bad week or bad month, they're just having a bad time, how can they reverse the momentum and get themselves back in the right frame?
You can't reverse the momentum until you accept it. Most motherfuckers in a bad mood or having a bad time, they don't accept it, they reject it. I remember I was in Hawaii and, you know, I was having a lot of money, man, and, you know, I was having these anxiety attacks and I would get in and I would have you know, it's nighttime, I got to have all the lights on, I got to have the windows open, the doors open. Because I really would be tripping. And one night I was tripping like this, and I was just thumbing through the TV, and this brother, it was a brother, he came on and he said, young black men, upwardly mobile, are the most likely to get in our turn. But something made me want to, you know, get him back. So I go back to him. And he's talking about having anxiety. And he said, you know, the only way you can handle anxiety is to accept it. And I'm thinking, man, this motherfucker just like, but then I start thinking about what he's saying. And then I'm going through this anxiety as I'm listening to this shit. Because it would get me to a point where I got to get out the house and just be in some space. Just, you know, I can't be cooped up. But I listened
right.
to him, and this is what he said. He said the very first thing to do is stop fighting it. Stop saying you tripping. Stop saying you ain't supposed to have no anxiety. Stop saying all that shit because that's 50% of your anxiety. I got to thinking. Every time this shit happens, I start telling myself it shouldn't happen. But the brother said, man, fact is, it's happening. So you got to accept it. Now, let me tell you something, bro. I really was having these anxiety attacks to where, you know, I'm on the road, I'm going somewhere, I might be in a motel, you know, with these bras or whatever. And I get one, I got to get out the motel, I got to leave. It was really that fucked up. Man, this dude said, once you accept it, then you got to start seeing how you can deal with it. Because accepting it is going to let you really see the anxiety as far as if you can control it or not. Believe it or not, that shit worked like a charm. It fucking worked. And I could not believe it because it was just so simple. But what I could believe is that's the game. You know, when you're in the game, you don't know where your information coming from. You don't know what's going to make you become or make that actual move to propel you. You just got to be ready for it when it comes. Because the messenger might not look like who you think the messenger would look like.
Right.
The shit is a motherfucker, man. Hey, lover, that's some good shit, man. Thank you, man. Hey, 216,
thank
what's
you.
Up?
Boy, I know you're about to end the show. I just wanted to let everybody know, if they don't know, you're a man of your word. You know what I'm saying? You went ahead and shot me that American Pimp Volume 2 audiobook, you know. And first the link didn't work, and then you doubled back and made sure it worked. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you for that.
Hey, man, sometimes shit don't work. This technology, man. But what does work is us. We hooked up. We men of honor. We're men of fucking honor. And we don't play around. And I certainly wasn't going to let you think I be bullshitting. Hey, because, come on, man. Hey, you said, come on, Blood, you did say, you know, hit you and I ain't.
Yeah, right.
It's cool, man. I love it. Thank you, man.
Hey, Blood, real quick, no, thank you. And I went through it the whole in one watch. It had me so motivated, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to hit the strip club tonight, man. You got any game for me for the strip club before you leave?
Bro, I was a real pimp. I didn't fuck with no strip club. I wish I would go to a strip club. I didn't even fuck with dancing bitches. You motherfucker.
Okay.
You let a motherfucker look all up in your pussy for a dollar? You motherfucker. Fuck with hoes. If you ain't really spending no money, you ain't getting to see shit.
Right.
Hey, think of this, bro. If you thinking about going to a motherfucking strip club, you can't tell me you ain't thinking about laying some dollars up there for them bitches. So what I'm saying is, you don't mind that bitch taking your money home and giving it to the next motherfucker? That's our pimp thing. Man, I'm not finna pay another pimp. Shit, I'm gonna pay this nigga home. Then she gonna go home and pay him? What kind of motherfucker am I? What kind of motherfucker am I, man? Hey, but you gotta be real with yourself, bro.
That's
just the way it is. You know it.
Yes,
okay, man. Check game. Really, really, really. See, I know women, some of them could be fine as fuck. But if her ways ain't shit, then, you know, fuck her. And it's the same as you are who you hang out with. If you hang out with suckers, you must be a sucker. And I think that's because, well, wait, I left something out. I fucks with opinionated motherfuckers. And I know bitches like fucking with opinionated motherfuckers. And I think that's, you know, because they just not afraid. Matter of fact, they're intrigued by a person that's driven. Because most men continue to be sheep and herds, following a crowd of weak men who haven't really realized that they are not the spineless piece of shit that women in society want you to think you are. Assertion is not dead. But the revival of that shit is necessary. We need to be more assertive. That's what made us who we are. We were assertive within a certain boundary. But let's not just need that boundary to be assertive. Because the more open shit becomes, the less assertive black men are. And they're not assertive because they're more into appeasing societal whims. Let me just say this. We all should stop worrying about shit and be about shit. I rule me. Fuck rule you. Let me tell you something. I see you guys are getting better with what you think. I am having more conversation as far as these talks. You know, I like to talk. And it makes me proud to actually see that, you know, that you're actually learning what it is to be strong in your fucking conviction. And what's even better. I mean, you start showing you have conviction to your beliefs. You're starting to have things that you do believe. Believe me, before I never got that. 908, I saw you just come up, man. I'm going to get you right now. What's happening? I never believe me before I never got that. 908, what's up?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Rosebud?
Nothing, man. What's happening?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Much. Hey, Rosebud. All right, brother. How you been, man? Peace. Hey, Rosebud, I was just trying to figure out, man. Hey, I got this lady do my nails, man. She's a real attractive female. You know, she, you know, saying some stuff to me. She's like campaigning or whatever, but how do I catch?
How do you catch? What do you mean by that, man?
How do I spit game at her? Kick game to her?
Bro, let me tell you something, man. First and foremost, you sound really scary. Ain't nothing necessarily wrong with being scary. But what something is wrong with is to allow being scary to make you have to ask shit like you just asked. Because I don't know if you know what game is. Because to me, you don't know what game is because it's not. Go to page 56 in the book of life and it'll explain game to you. That's not game. Game is how much you believe in what the fuck you're saying. How much you believe in what the fuck you're doing. That's game. Michael Jordan, that motherfucker didn't give a fuck about tennis or golf. I mean, he cared about golf, but he cared about basketball. Pete Rose, he cared about baseball. They got game. Motherfucking pimp like me cared about pimping. I got game. If you believe in yourself and what you're talking about, you'd have game. And the reason you don't have game
is because you don't believe in yourself. Now, how honest can you be? Right now, can you tell the truth? Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
I'm right?
You're 100% right. You're 100% right. I'm kind of be awkward.
So what I'm saying to you, bro, is there's things you need to be addressing. And that's the main thing. Why are you so insecure? I know it. That's what I teach, bro. You better decide to come to Sidewalk University, Black. I mean, I was about to say Black motherfucker, but you might not be Black. Hey, stay on the line, 908. 316, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, Rosebud? How are you doing?
I'm good, brother. What's up?
I just wanted to know your perspective on monogamous relationships.
Monogamous? You mean you having one woman?
Yeah.
I believe in that. Why? Hey, let me cut some of you guys off because I can't stand that background noise. Why are you asking about that, man? I believe in having a monogamous relationship.
Oh, I just wanted to know your perspective on it because some people don't have the same beliefs. Some people don't believe in it.
Well, bro, my family, I have 12 brothers and sisters, all by the same two parents. They was together until they died. My brothers, all of them have been married 50-plus years. I'm the only one that, haven't. And what I'm saying is being with somebody and having a real relationship, I grew up around it. And there is nothing like it because you actually grow old together. You actually know each other. You actually, my family, I really would not, I'm not going to say I wish I could have been like them, but they got from what I can see, they got a good life. Because they're living that whatever they thought they was going to do when they got together.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, bro. Thank you. 585, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just giving you a shout, man. Letting you know, man, I appreciate everything you're doing, man. I'm just getting out here, man. And I intend on sending you some dope, man, as soon as I get my weight up, man.
All right, brother. Appreciate you, man. Thank you. 6-8-6-7-8, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, bud? How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How about you?
Good, man. Honestly, I'm calling in because I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener, and I'm calling because I don't want anything but to thank you. I want to thank you because when I hear you, you remind me of how much of myself I want to be. You know, when I hear you speak and say what you say, you're talking from a place of experience. You know yourself. And I just want to thank you for putting that out there. Because every time I listen to your videos, I hear that. And it just reminds me of how I need to step myself up. So I appreciate it. That's all I want.
Hey, that might have been all you wanted, but that was big, brother. I appreciate you too, man. Thank you. 718, what's going on? Nothing, man. What's happening? I can't hear you, man. Something's going on with your phone. Are you there? Are you there? No, bro. I can't deal with that. Okay, something's going on with this phone. But see, what I'm saying is, you got to compliment yourself. You really do. This may sound crazy, but you got to compliment your success. I'm talking about whenever you notice you've done something or achieved something, it's just essential that you give yourself the credit due to you. No one else is going to do it. And the reason you got to give yourself this credit is because you're learning
that change is not easy to make, especially when it's something you didn't really think of, that's something that happened and is bringing about a change. That's why you got to stay with my show. You got to stay firm in your belief in my course. And more than anything, you got to stay true to you. Like that brother just said, man. And I appreciate him saying that. And I'm glad he getting it. Because that's what it's about. I believe in me. I ain't ashamed. I'm not shy. I'm an asshole if that's the case. 2021 is going to be all of our year if we put ourselves in the position of making it. If you believe that, starting right now, you got to start thinking. All these motherfuckers do is to try to trap you into seeing and believing that their system of fucking us over is the only system that works. Well, this is the only system that works in mass, I guess. I don't know, but it ain't what worked for me because I don't fuck with it. I'll vote. I go to the grocery store. I buy gas. I pay my bills. So, I mean, you know, I fuck with it like that. But about expecting what they say they expect out of life, shit, I expect what I expect from what I'm doing. What works is what you put your emphasis on. And if you look at it, everything is evolved around making money. I'm talking about even the way they accept prisoners. It's all about them accepting the lease, the prisoners that's going to cost them the less to take care of, which is going to let them get the most profit. Because we got jails and prisons that's like motels now. I'm telling you, if you're an older black person with some illness or some illnesses, your chances of going to a private prison is almost the same as an older white person with illnesses that require care. Why? Because private prisons prefer young black males or young males of color who are healthy because it costs them less than 10% of the $32,000 they get per inmate per year. White prisoners, they don't want white prisoners because, you know, they use more of the resources in prison. So it costs the prisons more. Now, an inmate who has illnesses can actually cost the institution. Now, you hear what I just said. They can actually cost the institution, and we know they ain't going to have that. So the chosen commodity for private prisons is healthy young men of color. Can we just keep this in mind? And while we do accept, why we accept that, let's just accept that we got some new fucking words. Just tell and pretell. You do know prisons and jails are not just motels and hotels. But since today, all prisons are damn near all of them are for profit. This is the reason that the authorities want to make sure that the fucking jails are full. They're at full occupancy, like a motel. How does a motel go make some money if they ain't got, they got empty rooms? Now, this one time, it's actually across the board, you know, although it still affects minorities more. But simple shit like refusing to identify yourself when the police fuck with you. This is enough now for the popo to charge you with something. And knowing you're going to resist arrest, so now you got an extra charge. Any little thing that at one time your ass, I'm just saying, even the popo would laugh at this shit at one time. This shit is now this is an arrestable offense. And your ass is going to go through the changes. And this is just fucked up to me. It's a fact. It is a fact that anything for profit has to have a commodity. And they have to have goods. In every case, as far as for profit, those goods are manufactured. But how can you have a for-profit prison without manufacturing prisoners? And the way they manufacture prisoners is they make simple shit that most people do, criminal acts. Jail is the new word for jails, and pretail is the word for prisons. They are simply another asset to some fat cat's portfolio. It's really up to us to stop letting these motherfuckers trick us into filling their vacancies. Sometimes it's just not worth the hassle. Other times it is. I'm just saying, choose wisely. Because they don't care about wasting your time. Because wasting your time is occupying theirs. If they don't waste your time, they're wasting their time. That's just the way it is. Look, you guys. I know you guys see my fucking eye. But I just don't know what happened. I'm telling you, I guess it's kind of pink eye or whatever. But the reason I ain't been doing no videos lately is because my eye was swollen. It was swollen. And I know some of you motherfuckers will say, yeah, nigga, we know you was out there talking that shit. And somebody bust you in your motherfucking eye. Well, no, man, that ain't what happened. But if you want to believe it is, you can. But that ain't what happened. What happened? I guess I just got pink eyes or something. Hey, I'm gone. You motherfuckers, this was a dope-ass motherfucking video.